All right, guys, here we are once again. Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Geeks to the Swear Table. I'm Jules. With me this week, I have...
Taylor.
Adam.
Jesse.
Gomer.
Larry.
Larry's only half here. Larry's not...
And Steve.
Larry's not
I was coming to Steve, but Gomer interrupted.
I did. I'm sorry.
Way to go, Gomer.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Steve's here, too.
Steve's here, too.
Steve's
Larry,
here.
Larry's only half here, really.
Yeah. Steve
seems
like Larry's like lackluster Larry right now, and it's sad. It's breaking my heart.
It is.
But we have some things to talk about. We'll start with Super Bowl commercials.
Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl was not worth watching.
Man, I was really disappointed. Okay, I'm probably the only guy here who's an actual sports fan.
I'm a huge sports fan.
I'm a huge sports fan.
But I was really expecting a great game
at
the
count.
Super Bowl.
Well, you know, they say defenses win championships.
Well, yeah, statistically, the number one defense is usually the better thing to
and
have.
Statistically, I mean, it depends on whose statistics you're going by. Yes, they said the Broncos had the number one offense in the league.
Scored more points than anybody else ever.
If you take their opponents and combine them, they went up against the second worst defenses in the league combined.
Yeah.
And the Seattle Seahawks may have had the best defense in the league statistically, like you said. But likewise, if you take all of their opponents combined, they went up against the second worst combined offense throughout the season. So, yeah, football and statistics is kind of shit. Really doesn't work for me. And I think the Super Bowl proved that by a score of 40-0 by halftime.
Here's the problem with all the statistics.
No, it was like
all the statistics is there's no cross-league play.
Well, you're right. With only 16 games a season.
That's like saying, okay, well... The best offensive player in this high school versus the best defensive player in this high school.
Separated by thousands of
miles.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Yeah, their statistics just.
In a league where every team only plays 16 games a season, it's hard to actually make a statistical profile.
Rolling back statistics, just the eye test.
Hey, no, we're nerding about sports.
I thought they were the two best teams. I still think they probably were the two best teams. I wasn't expecting such a wide... Shut up, Jesse. I wasn't expecting such a wide margin of disparity. There.
I can say that I did call this Super Bowl from a preseason this year, which I've never done before, even though I've tried. And I feel accomplished for doing that.
You could argue that Seattle did get a couple of lucky breaks and awful.
That's how the season's.
But yeah, that's the good teams take advantage of.
Yeah,
of
anyone else think "Give It Away" was a very
appropriate,
very appropriate song?
I had that. That was a Facebook status.
I saw a funny thing. Apparently, Bruno Mars's backup dancers had more rushing yards than the Broncos offense.
I read a post that said Bruno Mars has scored more since halftime.
This is what I'm going to say since we're talking about halftime now. So I'm sure everyone already knows that the Red Hot Chili Peppers guitars were not plugged in because of pre-recorded, and they didn't even attempt to fake it, like, legitimately. There was nothing plugged into that guitar.
And Anthony Kiedis was almost on key.
Yeah,
almost,
that was live, actually.
Almost on key.
His vocals are live, but
and
the music...
And Flea did a set... Wearing pants!
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a decade. I couldn't believe it. He was wearing pants.
Well, and that's because it was socially acceptable to reveal thyself at the halftime.
Oh, yes.
So that's his rebellion right there.
Like, I'm not a pair of pants.
I'm wearing a suit out in
the
world.
Forget you, Jackson.
Flea's just in your head, man. He's never going to do what you expect.
Yeah. How weird is it that Bruno Mars won it? The Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, it's such an odd combination.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Bruno Mars, but it seems like he has an appreciation for lots of different musical styles.
Yeah, right, right.
At any moment, I was expecting Bruno Mars to go, Lucy, I'm home.
Come on, man.
What do you mean?
Ricky Ricardo had all the swag.
It wasn't just...
Babalu.
Desi Arnaz is the reason Star Trek happened.
His hair.
He's
just like a big band leader.
By the way, I'm Cuban. I know, okay? I know what Desi Arnaz looked like.
I don't think he is, but the way he was appearing himself, he looked like a big band guy.
But either way, the game sucked. The halftime show was all right. Let's talk about commercials.
In my opinion, Radio Shack stole the commercial gold medal.
It was
their throwback to the 80s, them dogging on their own store, and them showing their customers that they're doing, you know, changing things up.
And yet, still 500 stores.
This week, with them announcing that they're closing 500 of their stores, kind of, you know, puts a black mark on that whole thing. But Capitalism.
Yeah, the Radio Shack's problem is with the advent of the internet being marketed to their primary audience.
Yes.
They either have to stop selling what they're known for.
Which is what?
Or
gizmos, little knickknacks to make your electronics work.
Radio Shack.
Nobody does that.
Best Buy will sell you a finished product, but Radio Shack, you can get the whatever you need.
The last time I went to Radio Shack was to buy a cord for my 2600. Yeah. My Atari 2600. It's because it's the only place I knew that sold.
There you go. That's what Radio Shack's for.
Right, they're trying to sell me cell phones, iPads.
Well, who the hell buys transistors?
I know. Soldering irons.
There is one Radio Shack in town that actually is what you expect a Radio Shack to be. It's on Gallatin Road.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great because if you play in bands and work on your own amps at all, they're the one place where they have fuses. They have like a full setup and stuff like that of stuff that you can get to.
They are an after purchase repair store.
Which I understand.
That is there's flawless. There's no market for
that. Every other one, they're selling cell phones now.
Here's the problem is I really like that that's what they used to be, but I mean,
it's just no market for it.
Yeah, the demands for it's not there, and maybe it'll come. I think that's more of a shame on our culture being a disposable culture.
Yes, agreed.
But I don't need a coaxial cable anymore.
But that being said,
I got RCA cables now.
The last time I went to Radio Shack to buy a little doodad resistor or whatever, they wanted like $7 for it.
Yeah.
And I ordered it online for 50 cents with $3 shipping.
There you go.
It's hard to compete.
It's hard to compete, especially when nobody is repairing their own electronics anymore. Yeah.
Well, see, also another joke about Radio Shack. I felt like until my friend actually told me this, that I didn't even know they were selling cell phones at this point, because last time I went in there, they were still selling home phones. I was like, what are they doing? No one has a home phone anymore.
Phones.
Like,
Shout out to Gene at my local Radio Shack. He's been the manager there since I was in middle school. So.
Since you bought that
Like 40 years ago.
Yeah. long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Shout out Gene to Gene. May not be with us anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure Gene is still there. I'm pretty sure Gene is still there.
Scott there too?
The sad thing is, I actually love electronics and hack shit like that, you know. But
Shout out to Brian Michael Bendis for throwing in Tricky by Run DMC. In the last issue of All New X-Men. While Iceman is making snow angels in the snow. Yes. That literally made my day. I had to read it twice to believe that was happening.
You might know this. Do you know that there's a little robotics kit that you can buy on the internet? Uvo or some weird thing? It's like they use Linux operating system on it, and you can buy a kit, and you can pretty much make your own robotics.
What?
That's the only reason to go to Radio Shack now.
That
for people who are into that sort of thing.
Future engineers.
You know?
But
I don't think there's a market, a big enough market of future engineers.
Now, when I say the hacker culture, don't think I'm not talking about
software.
I'm talking about hardware hacking.
Yeah.
You know, hacking just means making something do something that it's not originally intended to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Those are the people that did the the 3D model printers and all those people. Those are the people that Radio Shack could be targeting.
Right.
But they have to be competitive.
But instead, they're becoming like a small Best Buy.
Yeah.
And we saw how that works. Best Buy, Circuit City, they're going away.
Yeah.
They're going away.
Well, you know, and then the biggest advantage Best Buy has is their punt kick or pass warranty on their laptop. If I'm going to buy a laptop,
that's fairly
recent. I'm going to go to Best Buy, get that warranty, you know, because, well, let's face it, laptops are going to just screw up on
you. Best Buy will accept competitor prices.
Right.
So
and
that's awesome.
Best Buy will let you go.
Anyway. Yeah.
This is what it's for on Amazon. Yeah. And they'll match Amazon.
It's a little less soulless to go to Best Buy than it is to go to Walmart.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What, soulless to go to Best Buy over Walmart? I think you have to have less of a soul to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're saying.
Yes, yes.
I'd rather take the Amazon price and go to Best Buy.
I don't know about less of a soul. I mean,
better customer service than Best Buy, too.
They don't have anything else going for them. There's 1,000 people in blue shirts walking around. They have nothing to do.
You're going to see every facet of people. The worst example
like
of every facet of people
at Walmart.
We've gone on a pretty wide tangent. Do we want to go back to Super Bowl commercials?
Yeah, let's go back to Super Bowl commercials.
I do have one Best Buy
story. Yeah, let's keep going.
Because the cable that is currently running this mic, I bought at Best Buy.
Jules and I
were swarmed by people in blue. Hey, man, can I help you? Hey. You looking for that? Hey, but then, but none of them know where anything is.
Yeah, we asked nobody knows anything. A USB cable, like, and the girl goes,
I was like, I'm looking
everybody
for a USB.
Offered to help.
Okay, so wait,
theoretically, if you had said, yeah, I'm looking for XYZ, oh, well, that's tough, man. I don't know where that is.
No, that's it. Basically, I was like, I'm looking for like a USB? Mini USB cable to USB. It's probably going to be over there.
Probably.
Last, really?
Last your time, guess is you as good as mine.
I'm going the wrong side of the door, and I'm going the wrong side.
I'd like an XLR cable to 1/8, which is like a guitar or studio mic, whatever.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty much like, I'm the washer dryer girl. I don't know anything about you.
Well, that is the good thing about Radio Shack. They know their shit.
Yeah, everybody has
They pretty much do. Last
time, the store is like the size
of half the store.
Probably the size of the spot we're sitting in right now.
Last time I went to Best Buy, I bought a camera. This is years ago. Like, my first son was just born. I bought a camera. And I asked, well, hold on. I asked for it to be USB 2.0 connectivity to my computer. And they said, oh, yes, this is it. This is the camera you want. I took it home. It was not. It was FireWire. I took it back to the store, and I said, yes, I don't want this. What I want is a USB 2. And they're like, oh, well, you just want a FireWire cable? And I was like, well, how much is that? And he said, $25. And I was like, no, I have a USB cable. I don't want it. He was like, well, it's a $25 restocking fee. And I was like, oh, so screw you, dude. I can either give you $25 to go buy another camera somewhere else or give you $25 for a cord that'll help this camera. He said, yep, with a huge smile on his face. And I've never been back to Best Buy. That's the worst customer service I've ever experienced, man. Terrible. So, Super Bowl commercials, let's thank goodness that Best Buy did not have one.
Oh, Jesse, did you have something you wanted to say?
Because they didn't have one, and we're already talking mad smack on Best Buy.
So, Super Bowl commercials. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, looks freaking awesome.
Did you see the trailer also? If you go online, there's like a 2-minute extended trailer.
Yeah, I've seen the extended trailer.
It's fucking awesome.
It looks so good that they've announced they might do a Winter Soldier movie.
Oh, wow, really?
How much response they got just from
Cap 3 is already set. They already say, we're doing it.
Yep.
Yeah,
but
Cap 3.
Not just Cap 3. They would do another movie just about what
to
Bucky's
fill in the gaps between. Well, oh wow, that'd be awesome.
I would almost rather see that as maybe a limited series on Netflix
or a Netflix.
Yeah, on Netflix. But that's,
I don't know if I need
say,
a movie. For
they haven't said if it'd be a full on movie, but they want to do a Winter Soldier.
But if you look at
they might do what they did with a Peggy Carter. A short. I think it was the Iron Man 3 Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, those
are
Marvel
awesome.
Shorts
Have
are
you
great.
Seen,
Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Thor's Hammer is by far so great. Coulson, that's what makes Coulson cool.
Have
man.
You seen the
so
one about...
It's stuff like that will keep you buying DVDs.
Yep. And Blu-rays. And, Blu-rays. You know, they're not on the DVDs.
No,
those
are
on the DVDs.
See, that stuff's cool, but I really hate when like they do it where like they do stuff that should have been on the vanilla DVD, and instead it's on the Blu-ray, like deleted scenes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll put deleted scenes just on Blu-ray.
Because they want you buying the Blu-ray.
I know.
They want you buying DVD.
But, okay, see, but they...
That's why Sony shouldn't own a hardware company that makes the Blu-ray players and a company making the media.
That's
Sony has a vested interest in putting more stock in their Blu-ray.
But like, if you do like a short or something that's like...
My biggest problem with Blu-ray is that it is a Sony proprietary technology.
Yeah.
Whereas HD DVD was public domain.
Yeah.
And that... Now,
well, that's why it didn't catch on, though, because Sony was pushing it.
This
Blu-ray.
Well, this is the first time their technology is that they've been tried to be so proprietary about
has
actually caught on.
Yeah, beta
as well.
Didn't catch on.
Yeah, beta, memory stick, mini disc,
all
you
of
know,
it fell.
And all of them were superior technologies. They just refused to let other people pay.
You can only find memory stick on a Sony Vaio computer.
I'm gonna go to. You wanted to go back to other commercials, and I don't want to go on this tangent. Porn.
What?
Porn made it on VHS. Porn made it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to say.
You're right.
There was a trend.
The way video games push the hardware, porn pushes the media. You're absolutely right.
Well, no.
Still to this day.
No, no.
They didn't make HD. They made Blu-ray.
Reggie was streaming HD before Netflix was.
360. If the Xbox 360 would have had an HD DVD player built in, it would have caught on.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Video
the PS3. And that's the main reason that, that helped.
That was the biggest. That was the big, yeah, it was a cheap. It was the biggest draw for the system the first year.
It was so cheap.
It was the cheapest Blu-ray player.
But the game lineup for Sony that first year of the PlayStation 3 was crap compared
that's
to the
most people bought for the Blu-ray.
Even though the sound was terrible, the like you say,
it actually down converts it.
And then upscales it, right? It down converts it, then upscales it.
But terrible. Just high quality DVD.
Terrible technology, man. Terrible idea.
So, going back
to commercials.
Transformers.
Dude, me, Grimlock, love Transformers.
Okay. Hey, man. For those who thought he was being racist, that's how Grimlock talks.
Yeah,
if you
watch
didn't watch
the old
any original D1s, that's how Grimlock freaking talks. So, I don't care if you got some
does that
late 2000s
or your character racist.
Both.
Yeah,
both. Racist against dinosaurs.
Yeah. Exactly, because dinosaurs are a race. Because, you know,
Dinobots. Dinobots.
Dinobots.
Yeah. I was a little thrown off by Optimus Prime actually riding Grimlock.
Yeah, because the Dinobots were originally villains.
No, the Dinobots were originally created by...
Wheeljack
and Ratchet was in on that.
Yeah. But remember...
And then... Yes, and then...
But
they were so stupid, Megatron was able to convince
them. Yeah. And the first couple episodes, the Dinobots appear, and they fight the Autobots with the Decepticons.
Before Optimus Prime
and then Optimus
teaches them the lesson of
proves
loyalty.
That he's honorable.
Yes.
And Grimlock
was
like...
Me, Grimlock, believe you, Optimus.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can talk like Grimlock
all day.
Please don't.
I'm going to.
Please don't.
Well, you know who that
is. Please, no. No, no.
Even little tidbit here. In Beast Wars, that's who Dinobot was supposed to be.
Yes, Grimlock.
That's why he's all old looking. He was supposed to be Grimlock.
Yeah.
Well, but he certainly took some.
Well, no, they decided to make a whole new character.
Yeah. But do we want to talk about how Transformers, the Beast Wars, how Beast Wars sort of came? They're saying came before.
Wait, no,
Beast Wars
came before
and after.
Yes,
because they're generationally. They were born after the original war.
Yeah.
And
but
then
they
go back in time.
And end up on prehistoric Earth.
That's so
brilliant series. It actually had great writing.
And they have to keep the new Megatron destroying the space-time continuum.
One of the best episodes,
It's just cool that they harken back to the G1 cartoon show.
Yes, they go to the Ark.
Yeah, they go to the Ark.
What was the episode where Starscream Spark shows up and possesses Waspinator?
Yes. It was just
a great
use of continuity.
And they explain why the Decepticon ship got destroyed.
Yeah.
Because Decepticons wake up without a ship, and they have no idea why, and they explain it in Beast Wars.
Yeah.
Like, what did happen to that ship? That thing gets,
one that's, underwater.
Yes. And they reveal exactly what happened. It got freaking demolished in the Beast Wars. And no one would ever find out because...
So cool, man.
Such a great show.
Only Michael Bay would listen to...
Too bad Beast Machines is terrible.
Michael Bay makes movies about robots punching each other.
He makes movies about explosions. Let's get right here.
Yeah. He makes movies to make money.
Yes.
I mean, he has a quote saying... Like, he owns up to it. I mean, he had a quote,
I make movies
for 12-year-old boys, so sue me.
That's right.
And you know what? And I'll use the same argument I use for the
talk about things that 12-year-old boys
are. The problem with that...
With the 12-year-old boys?
You know...
we're gonna ignore that.
A lot more TNA in those movies.
Sandwiches is all showing you some buns.
She's got no clothes on leaning over the hood of that car.
Good old Sandwiches.
Barely no clothes on. She might as well have a freaking bikini on.
But I'm gonna use the same argument
I
used for the Abrams
movies.
That's
exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly.
But
that I used for the Transformers movies is
Sandwich's butt?
Yeah.
We all grew up watching the better written Transformer. Not Gomer. No.
What do you mean?
I'm saying by the time I watched Transformers, it was better written.
What do you mean?
I'm Beast Wars.
Beast Wars.
He's gone, you old.
Awesome.
G1's not that well written, though.
G1 was a commercial
for
toys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like OS.
It worked, though.
All Saturday morning cartoons are commercials for toys.
Bam. Thundercats, He-Man.
They invent cartoons to sell toys.
Not anymore.
Even to this day.
Not true. I grew up watching cartoons to sell video games and cards.
Boom. And Young Justice got shit canned because it was selling toys.
No, Warner Brothers is still doing it backwards.
Pokemon was invented to sell toys.
Yeah.
The show. The card game and the video game.
Video games. I just acknowledged card games.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The card game and the video games came after the fact.
No, the card games
were the video games were before the card games.
Yeah,
no, no.
The card games were before any of it. Nintendo began as a company making those cards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not making video games.
Not making
Nintendo was a card company.
Pokemon did not begin.
Yes, it was a card game.
Pokemon got started, I think, as a video game. Game Freak was like a fan magazine. Yeah. It was a fan magazine.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah,
they made their own video game, Pokemon. It caught on huge, and that's when they made the cartoon.
All right. Yeah. Well, Nintendo started back in like the 1700s making Disney-licensed playing cards. They were the first company outside the U.S.
Our time scales are so fucked here.
Yes, they still use it. Saturday morning shows used to market toys.
Yeah.
There was an article. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Nobody's arguing that.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I was just arguing the
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was made to sell the damn cards. Pokemon was made to sell the video games.
You have to admit, Transformers did the best job of it.
Actually, they were the original.
Yeah, yeah, the
original. Exactly. Transformers
and done the best.
I mean, we look at stuff like He-Man. Look at stuff like He-Man and Thundercats. Most people will admit that was some stupid shit. Most people still talk about Transformers in hallowed, revered tones.
Well, you also have to remember in the 80s, in the 80s, when all this was coming out, there was a lot more. Reagan had just been elected president. There was a moral change into the whole thing.
And you can get away with weird because then there's robots shooting each other. You can't do that on cartoons now. There's not even a gun. Never even a gun on cartoons nowadays, man.
So,
you know, they can't show most of the Looney Tunes library on TV because there's cigarettes and cigars and shit, man. Right. They can't
Then the racist and things and...
the racist
Actually, most of them got...
And Pepe Le Pew raping that cat.
That's not good. We gotta whitewash that.
A lot of them
got
canned because Bugs Bunny was transgender.
Yeah.
He dresses up like a woman a lot of the time and seduces Elmer Fudd.
I love that, dude.
And they got pulled because
of that. I like how the issue there is that it's transgender, not that he's a goddamn rabbit.
It's not bestiality, is all.
It's not bestiality.
That's fine. That's cross-dress.
No,
come on. Cross-dresser.
Not transgender.
What about Goofy having a member of his own species?
That's
weird.
Goofy's a dog, and he's like,
that's weird.
Goofy, please.
Anthropomorphic. Pluto's a dog. It wasn't a goddamn dog.
But how excited are we about the new Transformers movie?
It looks awesome.
I mean,
you know what?
I think it'll be
we're a movie away from Beast Wars. That's all
I'm going in expecting it to be gratuitous, stupid violence and awesomeness.
Like a building falling and people sliding and not falling out the building.
This is going to be a popcorn spectacle type movie.
That's what G1 was. Those first couple seasons is just gratuitous amount of violence.
That's okay for Transformers. That's what Transformers is.
Except nobody dies. This is the robot.
Would it be fucking awesome if this card robot came in and punched a dinosaur robot? That's what Transformers is.
Yeah, when all these nerds rage about it, I'm like, whoa, hold on. We're not talking about like later seasons, like after the movie with The Matrix, everything got real meta. No, we're talking about early Transformers. It was just robots shooting each other, causing
the
shit out
of each other. Crazy convoluted.
You should not go into these movies expecting Citizen Kane.
No. These are not movies based on children's toys.
Just like with Pacific Rim. It was an honor to the old monster.
I went in big monster kicking big robots.
I went into Pacific Rim because it's Gundams fighting Godzilla, and I am on board with that. And I was pleasantly surprised that the plot wasn't super stupid.
It had its moments of stupidness, but
it was functional.
It's functional.
Because you know what?
Exactly.
Mech shows always had a lot of political intrigue.
They
did. One of my favorite shows, Robotech.
This
had
one did
so
though.
Much political intrigue.
Pacific Rim.
The original Gundam.
There with
Gundam was
saying, we're changing it. We're getting rid of the Jaeger program.
You get like maybe 5 minutes an episode of robot fighting in the first
In Gundam?
Oh, the original?
In the first series.
It's like Dragon Ball. They talk about fighting for 2 episodes and they fight for half an episode. Only half the fight, though, because then for 2 more episodes they're talking about how hard this fight is going to be.
And then they,
now that we've eaten.
And while they're fighting, half of it is like them standing around, you don't stand a chance against me now.
Empowering up.
And then you get which one of my favorite episodes is like one of the first 5 episodes. Armor Ray crash lands into this village where his mother lives, and he finds out his mother's for the Zeon. His mother's completely against and disowns him.
And
tells him what he's doing is terrible.
I didn't finish the last
and he, like, straight up gets disowned by his mother, his entire original village, and has to stop them from taking him out. That's so messed up. That his mom... And that's it. He only had his mother. His dad died years ago. His mom disowned him. He was the main character. And in the first five episodes, he gets disowned. And then, like, five episodes later, he loses his best friend.
Yeah. It's not a fun series. No. It's terrible series was for like that, dude.
And, you know, you saw both sides.
Yeah.
Like, Char was the other main character.
Yep.
And you saw what his life was like. And you saw how hard he worked. So the first show, I was like, the bad guys aren't really bad guys. They're trying to, you know, accomplish... With, you know, they're trying to.
We can't have that in American television.
No.
No.
Our bad guys have to be bad guys.
Yep. Yeah. There can't be any. Any guessing, second guessing. Yeah.
I can't feel bad about shooting this guy.
No. That's why, like, it didn't last very long. The states are like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But same thing with Robotech. It was the same thing. The villains were, like, not really villains. They just wanted their shit back.
Exactly.
They're like, you took our ship. That's why we're here.
Kind
to take our shit
that
back.
Line
not necessarily
right
in television, but we are starting to get that in other medium where, like, we have, like, gray, lots of gray. Like, okay, Skyrim.
Yeah.
The Stormcloaks and the Imperials are both have good qualities
and
dickish qualities.
Yeah, there's a lot of gray area.
There aren't really any good guys in that
game. That's a good idea.
They're just opposing sides.
Moral gray area. Ambiguity is awesome.
History
dude.
Is always written by the victors.
Yep.
So we really never know who's good. All we can know
is Kern Goodwin.
War is not won by those who are right, but those who are left.
That's right. So
no one else would know that name at this table.
And that's why.
Doris Dorn's
Goodwin. She's a historical autobiographer.
Okay. She wrote the book that the Lincoln movie that
Team of Rivals.
Yeah, she wrote Team of Rivals, which that movie was based on.
It's great.
Also, actual history. But anyway, Rick.
Yeah, actual history.
Speaking about ambiguity, Captain America.
There's Robert Redford's character.
Yeah, Cap's going to have some moral quandaries, it looks like. Hey, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s kind of crossing the line here, at least.
Yeah. You know, we
and Marvel's been building that up, the whole S.H.I.E.L.D.'s, you know,
crossing the
maybe
line
not
thing,
as straight and
well, yeah, even on the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, I mean, the higher-ups, they've done fucked with poor Agent Coulson.
Yep.
Well, they have to. You cannot be black and white in politics.
Yeah, you gotta, it's always,
The best line of the trailer is we're
gonna stop things before they happen.
Transformers is now getting a fourth movie. G.I. Joe's got three.
Are they making the third one?
They are making
the third.
What 1980s toy brand needs a movie?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson comes in to save his movie.
He does. He really does.
Fast and Furious.
He saves Fast and Furious. He saves G.I. Joe.
We're going to stay...
Go ahead, what did you say?
Everybody said it was a good one.
We also had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Michael Bay's giving me
They're making
that regardless of whether I wanted
for that.
The costumes look pretty cool.
Dude,
saying we should.
The turtles themselves look great. Their faces
look
cool. They all look distinct.
Shredder looks more badass than I've ever seen.
He looks like what the Silver Samurai should have looked like in the Wolverine.
You know what else is? The only thing I don't like is why is Donatello wearing nerd glasses? I don't need him.
Because he's a nerd.
He is a nerd.
Don't give me. He's got goggles already on the top of his head. He's got to wear glasses.
Okay, that's a little redundant.
We'll
that's
nerd
a little redundant.
But nerding him up a little bit is not going to hurt.
No, I know, because he's the nerd turtle.
Yeah.
That was my favorite turtle.
I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to take, you know, like Leonardo was the leader, and Raphael was the badass, Michelangelo was the fun guy. I think they're really going to take those portions of their personality and really just go
just
all out with them.
You pretty much, like, said the original intro.
I know.
Leonardo leads the team.
I don't want to sing that song. Me, Grimlock.
Oh, no.
So what cartoon from the 80s should get the big motion picture treatment?
Voltron.
Voltron.
Got it right the first time.
But not the crappy lions.
Whatever. The lions were the best part.
Not the lions.
Don't give me... Please don't tell me that vehicle
space
Voltron.
Or the air, ground, and sea team.
Vehicle Voltron is
traveled
like
12, the galaxy.
12, 13.
I'm with Jules on this one. Lion Voltron.
Half of the
episode. It's much easier.
Can't see. Of Voltron, I think of the lions.
Everyone does, but
dude,
I hated the lions.
Vehicle Voltron, half of every episode is them forming Voltron.
I loved it.
They made fun of that robot chicken.
Yeah,
like, there's a crisis. We need Voltron. It takes like hours. Like everyone's dead by the time they get Voltron put together.
And they had the worst music too for Voltron.
My favorite part of Voltron is this. When he puts his hands together and he pulls out the sword. Yeah. Where the hell did that come from, Voltron?
I don't care, but the lion's roaring when he does it is the best part. Yeah. Dude, Voltron was awesome.
But yeah, Voltron was awesome. Voltron show, movie would be awesome.
Now, they tried to do He-Man. They tried to do Thundercats with, like, updated cartoons.
Yeah.
The updated Thundercats cartoon was not
good.
It wasn't bad, though, either.
It wasn't terrible, because it was supposed to be a movie.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I haven't watched it.
A movie could be done.
I think so, too.
Very well.
It had a cool premise because it took place on third of generations after the original Thundercats.
There's a lot of problems now with just Thundercats if you're going to make like a serious movie adaptation. For one thing, it just blatantly rips off Superman. A bunch of people like running away from a dying planet, all that. Yeah. And then, these people are
like an
cat people.
Planet almost.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hard sell.
Yeah.
No.
But you can sell Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I think, are more part of pop culture at those points.
Bigger part. Yeah, bigger part.
They never really went away the way Thundercats did.
Now, you said they tried, quote-unquote, tried with He-Man before. Were you referring to the Dolph Lundgren from back in the day?
No, I'm talking about the cartoon.
They made it, I guess, about
10 years ago now.
That new cartoon actually wasn't terrible.
That cartoon was a lot of air
back in the series.
Thundercats,
Look at that!
That cartoon actually lasted a couple seasons.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible. It was light years ahead of what the 80s cartoon was.
Yeah. The writing was so good on that show comparatively.
Anything looks good relative to that.
Yeah. Well, that's because almost every 80s cartoon had a moral theme to it.
Oh, they had to.
Yeah, they had to come out at the end, and he had to be like, what did we learn today?
Yeah, G.I. Joe made such a point of making sure they had a moral in every episode that they used 30 seconds at the end of every episode just to tell you a moral.
One of my favorite scenes from Family Guy is where the G.I. Joe pops out of the bathroom.
I love how do you guys ever see they did somebody dubbed over the PSAs that they
I think that's awesome.
Back body massage.
Oh, it was body massage.
I think that's awesome.
Actually, my favorite.
Give me the fucking dog.
In Japan, five years ago, that was based on not Robotech, but.
Macross or something like that.
I love the Macross. That's the first portion of
Evangelion.
Star Blazers. That it was based on. It was a live action flick in Japan.
I remember Silverhawks.
Silverhawks. That's as crappy as Thundercats was. Silverhawks was the crappy ripoff of Thundercats.
It was like Thundercats meets Voltron.
Yes.
It was a straight up ripoff.
But in Japan, I think,
and those characters were so over the top.
With the
Star Blazers was like cowboys in space, right?
Yeah, it was.
With a cowboy hat on, that'd be cool, like a cyborg cowboy.
Hey, I think they're bringing back Cowboy Bebop. I think I heard. Cowboys in space.
Lone Star.
Yes,
that was Lone Star.
How are you bringing back Cowboy Bebop?
No one likes
it. How are you bringing back Cowboy Bebop?
Sea battleship in space. Oh yes.
I don't know if they're doing a retcon or a sequel, but they're supposed to be bringing two conversations going at once.
Oh, man, that would be great.
You can look up the trailer online, and it looks like an awesome
trailer. Oh, that would be great.
I've been trying to find when they're going to
want a Gundam movie.
And bring it out.
Yeah, I love that whole Japanese...
They made Pacific Rim, man. What else do you want?
What?
They made Pacific Rim already.
That Japanese way they would take...
I want samurai-looking mechs. Yeah.
Japanese.
And I want the font of either the original, or Gundam Wing.
Or Gundam.
Because
they're not
going to
do Gundam.
I think that's
so
actually
good.
G Gundam. It was
really?
It was silly.
You and Christian, man.
It wasn't
I can never get into it.
Like, in terms of, which one I think was the best Gundam Wing? Which one would I rather sit down and watch right now?
Which
G Gundam.
Which one was G Gundam?
G Gundam was the one
The one with the
Dragon Ball
Foundation had their own Gundam.
Some of the fucking Gundams, though, were just stupid.
No, it wasn't even that. It was
Shining
Tiger. The Mexican Gundam was Tequila Gundam. I'm not even making that up. That was what it's actually called, was Tequila Gundam.
The best was the fencing
one. Oh, yeah. Rose Gundam?
Yeah, Rose Gundam.
And they like stupid anime-isms, too, or like...
It was entertaining.
Dragon Ball Z did this. G Gundam did this. Where it's like, I remember there was an episode of G Gundam where he was fighting an opponent whose special move was like a punch that shot a bunch of bullets out, and he's like, how will I beat this? I know, I'll split myself into five people and catch them all at once. And that's the only explanation you get. It's like, of course, that's what I'll do.
Well, if only they just, you know, had a really complex plan, you know, told in a really simple metaphor. Yeah. Like, you know,
the American had purple hair and he was always chewing wheat. And his name was,
his name was like stupid.
No, his name was Chippity Crockett. Chippity. He was a descendant of Davy Crockett. I'm not even joking.
That's terrible.
And his Gundam was a boxer.
Yeah.
He had like shoulder pads that turned into boxing gloves.
That's terrible.
That was him.
Like the Greek Gundam was like Zeus Gundam.
Yeah. It's
like
Zeus Gundam.
Like, really? That's all you got? Nothing more?
Nothing relevant has come out of Greece since they had mythology.
And apparently not.
The Russian was
some good metal
a criminal who had a bomb strapped to his chest at all times in case he tried anything.
Oh, Argo Golski.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The German
they made
Gundam
a couple
was the coolest,
video games
though.
Yeah. Too.
Yeah. What is it called?
Not in the
But
US,
he wore a jester mask, and it turns out to be Dolmon's brother. The German gun. I can't even.
They didn't wear a jester mask, but yeah, he had like a. And like
you can't
a, like,
spoil something
mask,
that's been out for years and years.
This is 20 years old.
But
fuck you if you haven't seen it.
What about 80s cartoons? We want us to get the motion picture.
Zoids.
Gundam.
Zoids.
You can't be Voltron, man.
Zoids.
I don't even remember Zoids.
Was Zoids 80s? Yeah, I remember
Zoids. Was 90s.
Zoids. Yeah. It was like Gundam with animals.
Oh, wow. I remember that. I think I do remember that.
Real Warriors.
Mask.
Mask would be awesome.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yes.
My mom made me give all my mask toys to my cousins who didn't have much money, along with my G.I. Joes, and yeah, they destroyed them. I wish I still had that crap, dude.
Mighty Max? Did anyone else watch Mighty Max?
I watched that.
That was a cool series. Little kid in an alternate universe.
Does anyone remember Captain Power?
I have that on DVD.
You have the gun? You can get the gun for like $20. Captain Power was this thing. You'd buy a gun, and every morning, or every Saturday morning, it'd show up.
Oh, no, I'm talking Captain N, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Captain Power, you would shoot your TV when the bad guys, you have a gun.
It was a light zapper.
And you could
play along.
Yeah, and you could play along with your TV.
Wasn't Mother Brain the bad guy?
Yes. From Metroid, yes.
Yes, and Simon Belmont was one of the main characters.
They would have revolving.
But he was a big buff dude.
They would
wore,
have
like,
a revolving
leather
cast of
a tangent. I'd love for Simon Belmont
Captain
to be
N.
in the next Smash Brothers game.
Love that stuff.
Love.
We got Mega Man. We got
I want a
Sonic.
Character.
We got Mario.
Captain N used to. If you wrote him a letter, he would publish like a letter every month in Nintendo Power. Like,
yep.
Captain N's letter of the month. Yeah, and I wrote like four or five times trying to do
it. We don't need a
month.
Castlevania movie.
I would be cool with a
Castlevania
movie.
I love Castlevania.
It'd be better than that Frankenstein shit they're putting out.
I'm not debating that. The only problem is they're going to doll it up for the girls.
Oh, I don't mind that. Well, because vampires.
You can do all the cards.
Steve's right.
Symphony of Night's the best game.
We should always
series.
Be very weary of any video game that's turned into a movie. I mean, even
except
I mean,
for Mortal Kombat.
I mean, look at how
God awesome. The first time around was awesome.
Metroid could be cool, but I'm worried about how they'd handle it. Okay, like, look how dumb Mario was.
Oh, that was awful.
That was just horrendous.
That's what I'm saying.
I love Bob Hoskins in that film.
Yeah. Bob Hoskins should have been Wolverine.
It's me!
No, they wanted him. They wanted to do it in the 80s, and they wanted Bob Hoskins to play Wolverine because he was the right height. He was well built at the time.
Not when he made Mario.
Not when he
made Mario. No, but he had mutton chops.
He was not
at the
in
time.
Great shape in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
No, he
either.
Was not.
He takes his shirt off in that movie. And he's like, oh no, Bob.
But he was good in it. He was
great
in it.
Oh,
he's great actor
in it. Yeah.
But yeah, they wanted him to be Wolverine back in the day.
Oh no.
I would have watched it.
No, I would have watched it. Sure.
You gonna watch anything?
No.
About.
Just, I will. I'll watch anything, and then I'll talk mad shit.
I haven't actually seen shit all apparently, like,
has
the Blood Rain movie was a piece of shit.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I've seen them.
The old Captain America movie is hilarious.
Awesome. Yeah, so much about the Blood Rain movie is that game had such a good story.
Yeah, and they changed the movie. Yeah,
it's like they don't trust. Well, I will admit that some games, even great Zelda, would be hard to make into a movie. It's hard to like have like multiple dungeons. You just don't have time
don't know,
to do like
TV
a complete
show,
Zelda game.
You don't have to do a complete Zelda game, but you can tell a story with Zelda and Link and those characters in a movie.
You just do Ocarina of Time.
You can't though. You don't have time to do the forest temple, the fire temple.
You don't have to do
you don't
all,
do
the
all of the temples.
But that's what I mean.
Just take
do
the
a movie
point.
Starring those characters and have an adventure movie story along the lines.
You'd want to make a trilogy out of it.
How much are we cutting out though before we don't even recognize it now?
Well, you'll always recognize it if you have a little green elf named Link.
Yep.
Everyone will recognize it. That's Hollywood for you, man.
Okay, what old video games would we like to see become?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, are we doing this now?
Come to me, man. Madden. No.
We just did that one. We're just me playing Madden on easy against using the Seattle Seahawks against
Tecmo Bowl.
That's awesome.
Blades of Steel.
NBA Jam.
Did you guys ever play Mega Man live action or a cartoon movie?
Mega Man Soccer.
Oh, Mega Man Soccer.
Cartoons or live action?
I would think a live action.
Okay.
A Mega Man live action would be interesting.
Yeah.
If they don't slaughter up
look like
Metroid.
The first Mega Man.
I'd love to see a Metroid live action. It's going to be hard not to oversexualize Samus in a weird way.
Well, that's why they just keep her in a suit the whole time.
But that's the whole fun of the Metroid game. When you won, it's like, oh my god, I've been playing with a chick the whole time.
Yeah, totally. So just
not a bad thing.
Dude, yeah, not terrible. They should have put her in the bikini
the whole
time.
They did it.
And then they let you play it through in the bikini the whole time.
I mean, like, that's the kind of cool thing about how they did that is, like, you got, like, see her as a badass before, like, you had, like, your preconceived notions going in, oh, playing as a chick. Oh, wait. Oh, right, I'm playing as a badass. It was a chick?
But in a Metroid movie, all the viewers are pretty much
going, you'll know,
you could just do it like how Prime did it, where you go through all of this and you see her just take it off finally at the end.
Yeah.
And she's watching the planet burn and she destroyed it.
They don't need to do Metroid Other M. We don't need to see Samus sitting around like all insecure the whole fucking time.
That game, as far as I'm concerned, not even part of the series. Every game, regardless of that one, is incredible.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Contra.
Metroid Fusion
was amazing.
Oh my god!
I think Contra would be a cool like buddy war movie.
I could see that. It's gonna be a stupid action.
Akari Warriors. Ninja Gaiden. I'd go see Ninja Gaiden.
I would see Ninja Gaiden.
That'd be alright.
I'd go see Ninja
Gaiden. I mean, they could do Metal Gear Solid easily.
Metal Gear Solid would be incredible.
They might have.
Could you
have Dragon?
I think it went straight to the
Metal Gear Solid movie would be like 3 hours long.
Really
the plot that makes no sense.
Yeah,
at all.
And then at the end, hey, here's the last boss. Wait, what the hell? I missed all the plot.
Yeah.
20 minutes of him in a cardboard box.
You can't say you wouldn't want to go broke watching that movie.
No, I would go broke watching that conversation
about like
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a movie I'd want to see, but a movie I'd love to see them try to make, Katamari Damacy.
Oh, oh,
you could do like an off the wall.
That's when you take mushrooms
sort of,
and then just go watch that.
How about like Monkey Bone, sort of, you know, that tongue in cheek fantasy comedy sort of thing?
Let's just do Rampage.
Yeah, they did do that.
It was called Godzilla 98.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Godzilla 98 was so bad.
It's so bad!
It was a movie called Rampage, based on a video game, a different video game called Rampage.
Yeah. I'm not sure. What other video game movie from back in the day, man?
Back in the day, dude. I don't think Castlevania would be sweet.
Castlevania would be a cool horror movie.
Now, you know, there's an off chance that Uwe Boll will hear this.
No, we said none of them already.
Edit this part out of the whole
As long as, like Uwe Boll, we get paid for his turd that he makes, I'm cool. Yeah. So send us a check, Uwe Boll.
You owe us.
Do we want that blood on our hands?
I don't care.
Do we want to be the guys who gave Uwe Boll the
idea? I think if we did that, Jules would announce the podcast every week as Geeks of the Square Table, creators of the Double Dragon movie, whatever the hell we did.
Oh, Double Dragon.
Battle Toads!
Oh, God.
Battle Toads versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Endless battle.
If you want the real Battle Toads experience, then the movie has to make you so pissed off.
Yes.
That game was so hard.
Then you just
want to
throw your popcorn
reason
at the screen.
It didn't even make sense.
Fucking co-op in Battletoads.
The first Battletoads
is so hard to do.
You buy the ticket, you sit in, it'd be over in 5 minutes and tell you the sequel comes out in 2 years.
Battletoads, man, I remember like you're fighting like this hand that looks like it has six slits. Like,
Oh, better than that, Half-Life. We get Half-Life Part 1, and then 6 years later, Half-Life Part 2, and then 20 years after that, Half-Life Part 3.
But they would tell you that Half-Life 3 is out in like a month. They'd tell you, no, we're getting it soon.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
StarCraft Ghost? Yeah, you're going to get a console version of StarCraft in the next 30 years.
Well, there actually was a console version of StarCraft on the 64.
It wasn't good.
No, but they
were supposed
to make it for the Xbox, PS2,
Command
& Conquer.
Because I would love for them to be part of all those terrible
I agree.
I play Command & Conquer.
Command & Conquer.
physically.
Aren't they in the process of actually making World of Warcraft right now?
Yes.
They're already making that movie.
And if they can make a Need for Speed movie, I don't see why
they are.
I know. I don't see why they wouldn't make a fucking Back to the Future movie.
I saw Need for Speed.
What a terrible idea.
How are you? It's like.
It looks awesome.
I hope there's no. I don't want to see people at all. I just want to see cars
and hands.
And hands.
Well, you know, some things
cops,
like.
And. Yeah. I want some hot pursuit.
Yeah, the battle movie coming out.
Like Battleship, the movie.
They did do that. I saw that movie.
Of course, they're working on Candyland.
I had heard that they never even said, "You sunk my battleship." Why the hell?
You should watch it, though.
It's so bad.
It's good, dude. It's so bad. It's good. And then even after the credits of the scene, it's like, why? You're never going to make a fucking sequel of this shit.
No, God, no.
I hope not, anyway.
You know what's really sad is movies that expect to make sequels that never, like, okay, they made.
They should have. Sinestro was the best part of that day.
Best example I can think of, they made the movie adaptation of Avatar, although they couldn't call it Avatar. They had to call it
The Last Airbender.
Yes.
They were expecting, I'm sure, to make the three books, but that never got off the ground because the movie was such a piece of shit.
They are making a sequel to Avatar.
Damn them to hell.
No. Isn't Korra in the same sort of universe?
Yeah, so 7 years later.
So yeah, Korra's got a lot more success since they've done that movie.
But Avatar The Last Airbender, it's probably the best cartoon I've ever seen.
It's great.
And they butchered it so bad.
It's so fun.
Best cartoon you've ever seen?
It's really good.
It's really good.
You can make a strong case for it.
Anything I can sit down and watch with both of my kids, both of my boys, and they don't like bitch about what's on TV. Yeah, you know, it's
gun to my head. Yeah, best cartoon I've ever seen.
Yep. It's great.
It is. It's a great cartoon.
I don't know if it's the best cartoon I've ever seen.
It's hard to say that. It's hard to say.
No, this is getting into a pretty difficult debate.
Yeah, I mean,
there's certainly a lot of contenders.
I'd definitely say it's top five.
Oh,
I love that series.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It's one of the few series that I love that's not like from Japan. It kind of looks like it is, but it isn't.
Well, it's got a lot of Asian elements.
But it was actually made by Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
surprisingly.
But, like, the action's great. It's great mythology. It's
great mythology.
World.
Now, what I've heard
it.
Is that the same people who made and produced and all that shit about Avatar were the same folks who were behind SpongeBob. They sold SpongeBob to Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon saying, "No, we don't think this is going to take off." And then, of course, we know SpongeBob exploded.
Yeah.
So the Nickelodeon said, "Dude, you guys can make whatever the hell you want. We'll give you money." And that's how we got Avatar.
And that's usually
how what I've heard. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but it makes perfect sense. SpongeBob's brilliant if you actually watch it.
One cartoon I would love to see making in the movie that will never happen.
Hey, it may happen. What, Larry?
Invaders Zoom.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. But yeah, you're right. That'll never happen.
Yeah.
You were right about that.
Sorry, Larry. We were going to give you, like, you know, some hope, but no, that's not going to happen, man. You're shit out.
We feel for you, but.
Yeah. Silverhawks would make a cool. No, it wouldn't.
All right.
I'm telling you, Gundam.
Apparently, the trailer's cool.
Yeah. For what?
Oh, the Star Blazers?
Star Blazers.
Oh, sorry.
Galaxy Express 99.
Oh,
did anyone else watch that?
No.
Dude, used to be on the sci-fi anime Thursdays.
Oh, wow.
Galaxy Express. It was the same people who did Space Pirates or whatever that anime was called. It crossed over.
They really didn't take too long to come up with these names.
No.
About Cowboy Bebop supposed to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hear they're bringing Cowboy Bebop back.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know what's awesome? Samurai Champloo and Cowboy Bebop are canon.
Samurai Jack is coming back on TV.
Yes.
I hear that if they hope that if it does well, they might actually finish the fucking thing.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know where they stopped.
Samurai Jack.
The guy who played Aku died.
Yeah.
And
Genndy Tartakovsky said he would never finish it without Aku.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
It makes no sense to do it without him.
It's hard to replace voice actors, and it sucks when real life and coaches like that.
But there's been so much demand because it was at the height of its success.
Mako died in Avatar, Return to the Avatar. The voice of Uncle, he died, and that sucked, and he was a great voice.
But that's why they killed his
character. Speaking of Samurai Jack,
was there till the end.
He still dies.
It looks just like the show. It seems pretty cool.
Uncle died.
Okay, like 70 years later, but like in the last Airbender series, he's there till the end.
But, so
everyone's dead 70 fucking years later, except for like two people.
Cartoon that I remember fondly from my childhood. I haven't gotten back, so I can't claim anything about it as good. The Pirates of Dark Water.
Oh!
I It does hold up.
And the video game was great.
Yes,
side-scroller brawler, so good.
They should so make a movie of Pirates of Dark Water. Even the beginning, Pirates of Dark Water. It's like, whoa, this is totally different than anything.
And that was some heavy stuff because it's like, we're going to pollute the ocean and it's going to turn into oil.
Yeah, dude. It was, and like,
great series.
It had sort of that Firefly feel because that ship, that all those folks were kind of against both sides. Like, the politicians were still in on. Yeah, it was a great show.
It was a great show.
Jesse, bravo, sir. Bravo, sir.
I do what I can. I
have never thought of that. Loved that crap, dude.
Love that crap.
Oh.
I need to find
where
that on
is
TV.
That? Yeah, I don't know.
What?
How
are we on time? Oh, we are 2 minutes away from ending this show.
Whole lot of cartoon talk. That's fine.
We have been nostalgia-tastic today.
Oh, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to that. Any commercials?
I like
Super
Star
Bowl?
Trek stealing all of Comcast crap because Comcast sucks.
Yeah, that was cool.
I appreciate it. They're like, this is a lot of cool stuff. You have all this? Is it, Scotty?
Indicative of the Abrams movies, though, because they saw a bunch of stuff that looked cool and didn't care what it actually did.
Exactly why that was funny.
Yes.
And it's also a big joke that, you know, Star Trek's technology is like, what, 50 years behind everything we have now?
Well, okay, we haven't gotten around to warp drives, but
we're working on it.
I'm talking about other handheld technology.
Where's my hoverboard? That's all I want.
According to Back to the Future.
Come on, where is it?
One year away.
I know.
1 year away.
Hoverboards and flying cars, but having them be so cheap and easy to make that they're children's toys.
Yeah, not going to happen.
I'm not driving anywhere. That's all I'm saying. If I get hoverboard,
I'm your hoverboard.
Come on, hover scooter.
You know,
he steals a girl's hover scooter.
Is going to release the Back to the Future sneakers.
They already have.
Yeah.
But you can only get them. They only made a certain amount. And you had to get it.
Next year was the year, 2015, where we were supposed to be. It's where Marty McFly went in the future.
Yeah, flying
and also the way
Jaws holograms.
We gotta change our style up a lot because we want to make
because they did have like a limited release.
It's always funny to see like
$1,500
to look in the past and like see shows that tried to like predict what we were gonna look like in the future and how different it was.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like 70s, 60s shows never predicted
10 years ago.
Yeah, he's supposed to have bangs.
Yeah.
But no, maybe Khan,
the 90s, the Mutagen Wars.
Maybe it is happening. Maybe it is happening, and we just don't know it. That's the best part about that whole story.
Touché. And on that,
no. So one more commercial, man. The Intuit TurboTax commercial right before the Super Bowl, where it's dude like looking at his, watching the Super Bowl when your team's not there is like watching your best friend go to prom with your girlfriend, and it was an amazingly good commercial.
That's pretty accurate.
It was really good. It had nothing to do with taxes,
but a great
commercial.
I mean, do most commercials during Super Bowl even have anything to do with what
they're
selling?
Dude, there was a Maserati commercial during the Super Bowl. Like, you got me now, Maserati. I was thinking it over.
Yeah.
You pushed me over the edge. I'm spending $140,000
on the car. Sure. And on that note, we call it a
Camry.
Good night, Elaine.
I go with the Maserati.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Damn it!
We missed it last week.
I blame you for that commercial.